In today's episode, we explore the story of Grace Nsibeh and the professional who supported her through her asylum journey in France. Grace arrived in France alone after fleeing Congo-Brazzaville. She applied for asylum and was received at a reception centre for asylum seekers. In 2023, she met Claire, a legal officer whose role was to help her prepare her asylum application and interview. This episode includes references to trauma, violence, and psychological distress. At their first meeting, Claire noticed that something was deeply wrong, even though Grace appeared calm and composed. She was polite, quiet, and dignified, but her body showed tension and exhaustion. Her hands were tight, her speech was slow, as if every word required effort. When asked to explain why she had left her country, Grace began to speak. But it quickly became clear she was not only recalling events, she was reliving them. At times, she stopped speaking. At times, her breathing changed. Her voice dropped. Claire understood that trauma was still very present.
I want to speak, but when I speak, I feel as if I am there again.
Preparing the asylum case required many meetings, around 10 sessions over several hours each. Together, Claire and Grace had to reconstruct her story step by step. What happened, when, who was involved, and why she could not return. For Claire, this work carried a dual responsibility. Legal precision on one hand, and human sensitivity on the other. Every question mattered, but every question also risked reopening pain. So Claire slowed the process. She explained why details were necessary. She allowed silence. She offered breaks. And most importantly, she listened without disbelief. Gradually, trust began to form. Grace began to understand that she was not being questioned in order to be doubted, but supported in order to be protected.
With her, I do not have to prove that I suffered. She already knows. She listens to me.
Even after the asylum process, Grace continued to experience strong trauma reactions. Sometimes, reminders of the past triggered panic attacks, trembling, nosebleeds, uncontrollable crying, or physical loss of control due to fear. In those moments, she would call Claire. Claire's role was not to provide therapy, but to offer grounding support. She stayed calm. She reminded Grace she was in France, in the present. She helped her breathe. She guided her to feel her feet on the ground, to observe her surroundings, and to reconnect with the present moment. Simple actions, but deeply stabilizing. They communicated three core messages. You are not alone. I believe you. You are safe now. You are still here. Alongside her trauma, Grace was also rebuilding her life. She participated in sports activities. She attended computer classes. She engaged with associations. She tried to create new routines and social connections. Recovery was not linear, but it was real. After 2 years, she said something essential.
Now I know that someone believes me.
For Claire, this case reshaped her understanding of legal work in asylum procedures. It was not only about documents, interviews, and decisions. It was also about how a person's story is received. It was about not forcing repetition of trauma. It was about coordination between professionals. And it was about creating a safe framework in which a person can speak without being harmed again. Claire emphasizes that legal professionals cannot replace psychologists or doctors, but they can offer stability, respect, and careful listening. They can help build a protective structure around a vulnerable person. Grace's story highlights an important truth. Protection does not begin only with a legal decision. It can begin earlier, in a quiet office, when a survivor is finally believed.
I am still afraid sometimes, but now I know I am not alone.
Sometimes the first step towards protection is simply to make sure the person feels believed.
Reflection questions. Why can telling one's story be painful or even re-traumatizing for a person who has survived violence? How can a legal professional create a safe and respectful environment while still preparing an accurate asylum case? Why is being listened to, believed, and supported essential in the recovery of someone who has experienced violence?